Health authorities are warning vaccination rates aren't high enough to loosen restrictions yet as they chase down the 500,000 unvaccinated people. Auckland's just a whisker short of the 90% vaccination mark, but some say there's much more to go. Here's Kim Moody.
More than 130,000 doses of the COVID vaccine were given out during Saturday's Vaxathon. But vaccinologist Helen Patousis-Harris says that's not enough yet. She says the momentum needs to continue.
You've got to continue to connect those community leaders, like whether it's a gang or a commune or a church, all those leaders with the local GPs and other health leaders. And you just got to provide whatever resources they need, whatever they require, because those are the voices that we need now. Keep that outreach going, that door-to-door stuff. I know it's hard work, but if that's what it takes, you've got to do it.
Pasifika health leader Colin Tukuitonga agrees. He was one of three guest speakers invited to a Mongrel Mob Kingdom organised vaccine hui in Huntly on the weekend. Dozens of members and associates of the Mongrel Mob, Black Power and Tribal Huck gangs turned up to the event. Dr. Tukuitonga, who's also a public health professor at the University of Auckland, says who the information comes from matters.
I think the people providing the message is important. We wouldn't have got anywhere unless Sonny, the head of the chapter, invited us and invited the other gangs. He obviously has credibility for those groups, and the same with Māori communities. It's time to allow and support and enable, give resource to Māori leaders and providers.
He says a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work.
Some people take time to process these things. There are a group of people who just want their questions answered. Some of them went off and got vaccinated immediately after the Q&A session. Some, no doubt, will continue to be processing the information.
Otara's South Seas Healthcare's mass vaccination event earlier this month saw more than 7,000 vaccines given to Pasifika in less than a week. Project lead Shana Maleo-Sitele says the youth-led Rally Your Village event was a huge success because it tugged on community ties.
We invited churches, sports clubs and other charity groups to register their village, and then that was up to those groups to have two coordinators to mobilise and activate their members of their networks to come to the event and in return receive some awesome, well-intended group incentives which made sure it was fun, it was different, and we were mobilising the community with trusted relationships.
Vaccinologist Helen Patousis-Harris says health authorities need to meet people where they are, even if that's on Facebook.
You got to go to where they are and with the trusted voices. So yeah, sure, it might be a community leader, but also there are a lot of influencers on these platforms as well that you could be working with. Help equip them to start giving messages and providing information as well.
And Shana Maleo-Sitele says local leaders have already invested in their communities and that can be used.
Let the community experts be the ones who lead, because at the end of the day, well after things leave the community, because you know we've reached the vaccination rates, it's the community who are left here to be trusted in the leaders.
She says that's crucial in reaching the 500,000 eligible New Zealanders yet to get their first dose.